As the efforts of the news media and Democrats continue to work at getting you to focus on how Donald Trump legally used the tax laws to keep his businesses operating and people employed, they hope it will divert your attention from many aspects of the presidential campaign and the world revolving around Hillary Clinton. But thanks to the work of my next guest, that attempt at diversion is quite interrupted by something known as the facts, which he reveals in his new best-selling book, which will make you look and think twice at Hillary's email claims, her health episodes disguised as dehydration, and the true willingness of Barack Obama to carry Hillary over the finish line. He tells about all this and quite a lot more in Guilty as Sin. He is the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, contributing editor to Vanity Fair, Edward Klein. Thanks, as always, for being here, Ed.
Well, it's so great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
And Ed's website, edwardklein.com. Learn more about not just Guilty as Sin, but his all of his factual writings, which even, it's kind of odd, Ed, for all the ways you get hit when your book comes out, like it or not for the critics, within, I say that first week of you getting hit, guess what? You're proven right over and over and over again. Funny thing how those facts worked, isn't it?
It is a funny thing how there's a law in the universe that facts will out. And certainly in the books that I've written about Hillary, they have all come out to be true, including Hillary knowing about Monica Lewinsky long before it became public, Hillary knowing that Valerie Jarrett was the shadow president in blood feud, that there was a feud between the Obamas and the Clinton, all these things that I've written. And now we've got Guilty as Sin, my new book, which is, of course, available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, which really gets into why Hillary shouldn't be president, what sins she's committed, both that we know about and that a lot of the people out there haven't heard about yet.
Well, let's start with Hillary as the candidate, because when you look at the polls and you break down the statistics and the mechanics of the poll, she cannot shake an unlikability factor. What's her main, and it's really self-induced, what is she creating that's creating that image and that impression of her?
Well, let's go back to the first debate between Hillary and Donald Trump. Everyone said Hillary won that debate, and I think there's an argument to be made that though Donald was very good at the first 15, 20 minutes of the debate, that he faded for the remainder of the debate, and she won. This was Hillary at her best. And if that was her best, if you look at that, the clips of that debate, there is nothing, I mean zero, about her demeanor that would make you like her. She was angry. She was stern. She was had no humor whatsoever. She was scripted and just, memorized lines. There's nothing about her that connects with the everyday Americans and never has been. And she's a lousy candidate, and she'd make a lousy president, because presidents need to lead by example, and they need vision. She has neither of those things.
And it seems odd, too, because just for, obviously, the amount of time she spent around and with Bill Clinton and the way he just did, it's automatic pilot for him, and he can draw a crowd and be forgiven of shooting someone on Fifth Avenue, borrow a phrase for Trump, quite frankly. And it's almost like anything that Bill would do, Hillary, out of anger, out of spite, out of ego, whatever, wants to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, she can't. She has learned nothing from Bill in all these years that she's been married to him, if married is exactly the right word.
Well, associated with, let's put it that way. I think that's probably the most accurate. But in spite of her character, her flaws, her baggage, she has her loyalists. And, I guess as a reward of being a Hillary loyalist, you get immunity when you call to testify.
Well, the Democratic Party, as you and I know, and everybody knows, and this is no secret, has moved so far to the left that it is no longer really the Democratic Party. When Debbie Wasserman Schultz was still the president or chairman, whatever the title was, of the Democratic National Committee, she was asked on MSNBC, what's the difference between the Democratic Party and Socialist Party? And she couldn't answer that question, literally could not answer that question. And that's because there is no difference. Now, Bill Clinton, when he was president, for whatever you may think about Bill's ideology and his personal life and all the negative things you can think about Bill, he was a what I would call a left-of-center president. You know, he worked with the Republicans in balancing the budget. Thank you, the Republican majority. He reformed welfare. He put more police on the street. He had no interest in redistributing wealth as Hillary does and as Bernie Sanders does. But Hillary has gone way over to the left, and Bill and she no longer see eye to eye on policy.
It is truly amazing. These are some of the things that Ed writes in his book, Guilty as Sin. EdwardKline.com is his website. You can find out more about his previous writings, and his book is available through your favorite means of obtaining a book, and this is one of the must-reads. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Hillary in the emails. It presents, as you write about Guilty as Sin, a couple of interesting, well, many interesting points, but two I want to touch on here. It seems like the email story is everything to do with Hillary's character and pattern of dealing with things magnified by triple digit. And on a secondary side, which really hasn't been talked about until Guilty as Sin, for who James Comey, FBI director, purported himself to be, represented himself to be, versus his actions on these emails, it's almost like, okay, you say you're James Comey. What'd you do with the real James Comey? Because what your solution or your conclusion with this pattern or this story is not what the James Comey reputation would make you believe he was going to arrive at.
Well, you're right about that. James Comey was, at least in the mainstream media, mostly by liberals, I would say, had a reputation of being kind of the Elliot Ness of our time, the untouchable civil servant, the guy who was above politics, above reproach, would always do the right thing. And in fact, you know, he is an evangelical Catholic and a very, very devoted man of faith. He had all of those attributes. And yet, when it came to standing up to the political forces arrayed against him from the White House, the Justice Department, the prosecutors, the intelligence community that refused to cooperate with his investigation, with the Democratic leadership in Congress, Harry Reid and Pelosi, with the Clintons, with the mainstream media. Up against all of that, he crumpled like a cheap suit. And I think he did his reputation and the reputation of the FBI terrible, terrible damage.
Talking with Edward Klein, his book, Guilty as Sin, here on Issues and Ideas. EdwardKline.com is his website. I talked to a doctor not too long about Hillary's health. That was one doctor I got to talk to. If you, being not obviously a physician, but you've talked to quite a few as you report and write in Guilty as Sin, if you had to rate the necessary concern of Hillary's health on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, it'll pass, to a 10 being the equivalent of a Hurricane Matthew, where would you put the rating?
Well, are you talking about 1 being very good and 10 being terrible? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no question in my mind, given the whole chapter I've devoted in this new book, Guilty as Sin, about her health and about the inside story about her health, that we're talking about somebody who's up there at 8 or 9, at least. I mean, I wouldn't say she's unfit to be president because of her health, because I'm not a physician. I haven't examined her, and I can't say. But I can tell you that she has heart problems. She has all kinds of problems with blood clotting. She faints. She swoons. She's unsteady on her feet. She's sometimes confused. I mean, there's a lot wrong with this woman. And we don't really know, because her doctors have been unforthcoming about her medical records. And given the fact that we've seen her at least 5 times in public faint over the last several years, we need to see her full medical records. And we're not. Everybody's focused in the mainstream media on Trump's taxes. That's nothing compared to Hillary's medical records, which we should be seeing, not to speak of her 30,000 trashed emails. What about those too?
This is true. I mean, my response to the Trump tax forms is, we know he's rich. We don't need to know how rich he is or how he got there. So that has nothing to do in the conversation. We have to wrap up here, but. And Ed also talks about this, among the interesting side stories about Obama's, and you might be wondering, too, about, you know, he said he was going to be out there getting Hillary elected, and you see him pop up once or twice here and there, but it's not really a strong, bold effort like he was out there supporting Obamacare, for example. And Ed gives you the mechanics and the reasons and the plan B, C's, D's, F's, and G's, and Z's that Obama tried to hatch instead of what resulted. But just to wrap things up with 30 seconds, this is Hillary's last shot, obviously. So she's pretty much, Ed, she's the poker player all in on the hand right now.
This is her last roundup. You're absolutely right. If she does not win, the Clinton Foundation goes down the tubes because they're no longer in power, and all these rich people and governments are not going to be giving money to a foundation called Clinton when the Clintons are passé. If she wins, then Bill Clinton has a real problem because he's going to be under a lot of scrutiny, and his private life, as I've written about in this new book, Guilty as Sin, is quite sensational. And I think your listeners would be very interested in knowing how he conducts himself down in Little Rock, where he has his library and a bevy of pretty girls who give him foot massages from time to time.
Yeah. Heart disease, and that slowed the old boy down as far as that's concerned. And those are just, again, we just touched on some of the facts, some of the truth. And you know you're always hitting with facts because that's when you get attacked the most as opposed to sued. There's a big difference because if you're sued and someone shows up with the facts, you're going to lose your lawsuit. So that's why Ed just gets trashed and bashed with libel and slander as opposed to litigation and courtroom time. Guilty as Sin, EdwardKline.com. Get it because you have to be an informed voter, and Ed gives you the facts to be just that. Thanks, as always, Ed, for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let's do it again soon. Thanks so much.